Yeah, you thought you knew that piece, didn't you? That is, of course, the Mazurka from Coppelia by Delib. And this next weekend, you're going to have a chance to hear a little bit different version of that as our good friends at New Ballet Ensemble do their annual Spring Loaded concert at Germantown Performing Arts Center. Katie Smythe is the director of New Ballet Ensemble. I'm calling you the director, executive director.
Executive director, CEO, there artistic director, bottle washer.
Yeah, she's got all the titles. Paul Chandler is the director at Germantown Performing Arts Center, and this is kind of special, and we're going to hit this first because this is actually part of your season at GPAC.
Correct. Daryl, thanks for having both of us here today. So GPAC's dance series has been in existence for over 20 years, and we are our place in the community is to bring the very best national touring dance companies across America to our Performing Arts Center. However, this year we added New Ballet Ensemble to that offering with Alonzo King Lines, Momix, which is tonight, and the Russian National, which is in late April. That was, quite frankly, our team's desire and decision. We feel that New Ballet Ensemble is truly, truly changing lives in this community.
Sure.
Each time we learn about them. So I called Katie and said, we got to have you back. What can we do? And here we are with Coppelia Remix, and Katie can tell you all about what they're going to bring to our wonderful theater.
Exactly. Part of this show is Coppelia Remix, and you guys are kind of the remix dance kings here, you know, since you did Nut Remix several years ago, which has now become a huge perennial
14 years of
Christmas favorite now. You have taken one of the classic white ballets, Coppelia, and applied your own special little touch to that. So tell us about that.
Well, it's a personal feeling of mine that a lot of ballets are way too long, especially story
that's
ballets.
It's a long ballet.
And yeah. I've had focus groups. No, all you have to do is talk to anybody. And what you want is to make a ballet that was created, you know, in the early 20th century or late 19th century, relevant to today's audience, something that young people and their parents and grandparents can sit through and be engaged from moment to moment,
right?
Because there's so much change, and with each story that we remix here, we're putting them on Beale Street because we want it to be a Memphis story.
Sure.
So in this case, A. Schwab, the famous mayor of Beale Street, replaces the mayor in the classical ballet, who ends up marrying Franz and Swanhilda.
I see.
Dr. Coppelius, the crazy toy maker, is actually an old Beale Street regular who keeps a toy shop on the mezzanine of A. Schwab, where he creates all of these dolls that he really believes he can bring to life through magic spells. Mm-hmm. And so that's the beginning of the story. And also we set it in the 1960s when it was a very segregated street. And A. Schwab was the only white businessman on the street, and black customers had to stand in line when they ventured past Beale Street into downtown Memphis and be the last to be served. They could be the first to be served at Beale Street. But guys like my dad, who loved jazz music and the blues, couldn't go into a blues or a jazz club,
right?
On Beale Street in those days. He had to sit outside the window and listen. No one came together. And the point of New Ballet Ensemble is that we all come together, regardless of culture, class, race, ability to pay for lessons, in an atmosphere of excellence and professional that is uniquely Memphis styled. And so the ballets try to reflect that. And so with Coppelia Remix, the street is not segregated. The kids are coming out of First Baptist Church, and it's Africa in Memphis, a festival that actually is Africa in April.
Which is coming up, exactly.
The Allsies do such a beautiful job with every year, and that's coming up. And as they prepare for that, Franz, we're still going to call him Franz and Swanhilda, why not, falls in love with this gorgeous doll on the mezzanine of A. Schwab through the window, and we gave it a balcony, which it doesn't really have, just for effect. And Swanhilda becomes terribly jealous. He thinks he's in love with this woman, but it's actually a doll. They break into the toy shop. Chaos ensues. And everybody gets married at the end. But instead of the pas de deux, we're going to, with apologies to Mr. Delib, it's Etta James At Last.
Okay.
And
very nice.
Yeah, it's very heartwarming. And what's really fun is in rehearsals, all of our kids, and some of them are in the 9th and 10th grade, some are in the 7th grade, and they fill out the cast with their professional teachers. They start lip syncing Etta James At Last and grab their hearts. My love has come. and all of a sudden, everybody starts crying and smiling at the same time. Everybody's heard their parent or their grandparent listen to that song. And so everybody feels at home in this Western ballet that wasn't really meant for any of us today.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of those stories, it's almost an archetypal story. I mean, you can see threads of it in Pinocchio and and in various other places, the doll that comes to life, and this may be the original story of the doll that comes to life. You said you're going to use some Etta James. Obviously, we heard the Mazurka, which is actually from the original ballet, the music by Delibes. Mm-hmm. What else are you using for music?
We are B.B. King's When Love Comes to Town, so we break out into a fantastic tap dance that's choreographed by Russell Lehman, who's been with us now for 3 or 4 years, first as a trainee and now as a teaching and performing artist. And this will be his swan song with us. He's moving to New York to try to do as his predecessor Max Reed has done and get on Broadway. I know he'll do it. He's been interning at the Orpheum. He's really creating his own scaffold for life in New York. You know, most kids end up having to wait tables so they can't get to class, to train, to be prepared for that Broadway audition. While he's been teaching for us and choreographing for us, he's been apprenticing at the Orpheum with the union so he can get a union job on Broadway when he moves there, during the day as a load-in guy, and audition and go to class, or perhaps work the shows at night and audition and train during the day. I know he's going to make it. He's a brilliant choreographer, a young kid. And that's the point, is that we really want to take in Mid-South talent and promote kids through a pipeline and a professional track to go out and kill it in the world the way Lil Buck is doing with his AirPod commercial and that's all over the place, and his sojourns with Yo-Yo Ma around the world to Aspen. And now Lil Buck has his own nonprofit. So it's all creative youth development. You just take the best principles of youth development and combine them with artistic excellence, and kids will take it from there, become young adults who just blow us away.
We're talking about the next concert at the next dance concert at Germantown. Well, actually, I guess the next one is tonight.
Tonight at 8, Momix.
After tonight is a new ballet ensemble in Spring Loaded. Their Coppelia remix. It is next weekend, Friday night at 7:30, Saturday at 5:30, and Sunday afternoon at 2:30. So there's a good time for you no matter when you want to go. Call the GPAC box office, 751-7500. Katie Smith and Katie Smythe and Paul Chandler here with me today. Now, Coppelia remix is obviously the big thing, but that's not all the show. There's
right,
more.
Right, that's after the intermission. The first 45 minutes of the program before intermission are repertoire. Some of it is we're repeating Dave Brubeck's Thank You, which, you know, you guys know because you worked intensively on that with Opera Memphis last year. It's Thank You is just one piece of the suite of Dave Brubeck pieces that we're dancing. And according to legend and his own stories, he was going through Poland and he walked into the birthplace of Chopin, was inspired to write this spontaneously, went home and wrote this beautiful piece. But it also has a real La La Land feel to it. So that opens up the show with a lot of color and lightness. And then there's a little Bach interwoven in. And Act Pulaski at Night, the music from that by our choreographer, General Hambrick. It's a coming of age piece that he's done on our sophomores, juniors, and seniors who come from everywhere, all over Memphis, from Melrose to Overton High to Central to St. Mary's and Hutchison. These kids come together. And this piece puts that together beautifully for everyone to see, this unification and harmony and beauty of growing up together as artists. It's very moving. And so I think young people will be in, you know, really the best audience for New Ballet Ensemble is a grandparent with a grandchild and a mom or dad, and they'll come out at the end of it saying, oh my gosh, I had no idea.
Yeah.
I haven't seen something like this since I went to New York because of the varied cultural dances, too. Mm-hmm. And so, speaking of that, El Rey by Noelia Garcia Carmona and music by Roy Brewer will close Act One, and that's that unique fusion that we took to New York. It was written up in the New Yorker magazine, flamenco coming together with hip-hop. They're both, and Memphis Jukin specifically, they're both folk dances.
Sure.
Right, and social dances that are now considered cultural high art.
Which we see, of course, all the time in folk music and classical music. Mm-hmm. So much of it was taken from folk dances.
Katie, each time I hear, what New Ballet Ensemble is doing and the creative vision that you and your team have is the sole reason why we wanted to have you back. And we're honored that you're on our dance series, and you're welcome to use the theater anytime you'd like.
Thank you.
Very nice. Where did the idea come from to do Coppelia?
I just was looking for another story ballet that would fit this mold of putting it on Beale Street and retelling a story for today. And my dear friend, Kaori Ogasawara, who danced with Pittsburgh Ballet, knows Coppelia backwards and forwards. She's danced every role. So she set all the classical ballet pieces. So we never deviate from classical ballet for too long because it's the root of sure. what we do, a foundation for what we do. And our dancers are knockout classical dancers as well. And so she set the ballet parts and I set all the crazy parts with help from Russell Lehman and Noelia Garcia Carmona and others.
Now, it sounds like it's going to work very well for you. Have you thought about some of the other classic ballets? I mean, you got your Swan Lake, you got
Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
That's on there. So, okay, I got that idea. Nobody take it. And you know, why not collaborate with more of the dance organizations in town on some of these?
Which exactly.
would be, we're all so busy. Speaking of which, next weekend, we're at GPAC, but Ballet Memphis is at the Orpheum, and next door, Collage is at the Halloran Center.
Yeah.
So,
my
challenge is for people to go to all three. If you can show me your ticket stubs from all three, you get free Nut Remix tickets.
Oh, there you go.
Just walk in the door of New Ballet Ensemble on York Avenue and Cooper Young. We're there to stay. We're in the Cooper Young neighborhood. Ballet Memphis is moving into the Overton Square neighborhood.
Right, exactly.
Collage is on Broad Street. We form this triangle.
You're all right there.
We're all right there. So we do need to find a way to be interconnected and mutually supportive, and I hope our audience will too.
All right. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And what fun, Coppelia Remix. I think that's just a great idea and such a wonderful opportunity, as well as these other great repertoire things on the program. It is next weekend, April 7th through 9th, 7:30 Friday, 5:30 Saturday, and 2:30 Sunday. For tickets, call the GPAC box office, 751-7500. Spring Loaded by New Ballet Ensemble. Katie Smythe is here with us. Also, Paul Chandler from GPAC. Guys, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, Daryl.
Thank you, Daryl.